You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg.
You're listening to Talking Travel on the Travel Talk Radio Network, broadcasting from beautiful Sarasota on WTMY 1280.
I'd like to take a moment to wish a happy birthday to one of my Twitter followers, SRQ Cat. Happy birthday, SRQ Cat. Thanks for following.
My next guest is Victor Polici, and he's with Scepter Tours, and he is the destination manager. Thank you for joining us, Vito.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Scepter Tours, first of all, Ireland, Scotland, and now Italy. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, for about, 27 years, we were involved in selling travel to Ireland, starting off with charters years ago and then moving on to becoming a full-service tour operator. We'd like to think we sort of perfected travel to Ireland from North America, and I guess it had always been a dream of the owner to open Italy as a destination. He has, a personal attachment to the destination actually originating from there. And so in the past year, we decided to expand and open up into Italy, and Scotland's also been, something we've opened up to in the past couple of years.
Kind of interesting. So, you get an Italian, first of all, doing tours to Ireland, and then, of course, bringing Italy into it. You would think it would be the reverse. You get an Irishman by Mr. O'Malley, who then wants to decide he wants to go to Italy. You would think so.
But, no, it just sort of worked out that way. It's funny. We're staffed here. I mean, the whole staff's Irish, and there's me and the family that owns the Giacomondo family. They're Italian, and there's a bunch of Irishmen around us. So it's sort of fun. We joke around a lot. There's a lot of that old school ethnic rivalry in the office. We joke about it a lot, about the varying successes within the destinations and everything. There's a lot of passion for both destinations, so it works out in the end.
I grew up in New York with a bunch of Irishmen, and we used to have some great times between the Italians and the Irish. And
oh, yeah, we laugh a lot.
I saw Vito Polici, and I looked at your site, and I thought, goodness gracious, this is Ireland. Well, maybe it's O. Polici,
Yeah, exactly. Well, they call them the O'Acamondos. That's the joke around here.
They're the
Acamondos, but we call them the O'Acamondos. So.
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a chat of some of the packages. Why don't we start with Ireland, if you will?
Sure, absolutely. I guess the big news, what's most interesting, I'm sure, to your audience, is something that we recently put out there. It's a fantastic new package, and it involves the Ritz-Carlton, a brand that everyone knows in Ireland, outside of Dublin in County Wicklow, which is at Powers Court Gardens, which is actually a famous attraction, a famous site. Out there, it's a sprawling estate filled with gardens, and it's just right in the heart of County Wicklow, which is one of the most beautiful and picturesque parts of the country, and also conveniently located right outside Dublin as well. So it's basically a six-night package that includes round-trip air, car rental for the week, and the six nights at the Ritz-Carlton in a suite based on four people. So it's actually a suite connected to a double room, a deluxe double room, so you have living space, two massive bedrooms. And we have that out there for $6.99 in the fall from JFK, Boston, and, a bit more from some other gateways like Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco. We also have it available in the summer at $9.99, which is an incredible deal, especially considering what you're getting there. I mean, the value is tremendous. Like I said, Ritz-Carlton is obviously a brand that doesn't need much introduction. And then, it includes, there are all sorts of inclusions there and upgrades. There's a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, so we have a celebrity restaurant in the premises. We're offering dinner there as part of a platinum upgrade. There's a lot of good stuff going on with this. It's sort of a new concept that we're introducing called affordable luxury, trying to take advantage of the climate out there and the industry and, bring these great deals to the public.
I like the affordable luxury name. It's a great tagline. The other thing is that with the airfares out there and, of course, everybody going after all of this travel, it's a great time to fly to Europe. I just paid almost $600 for a round-trip ticket from Sarasota to Greensboro, North Carolina. And here you've got a deal for $699, including air, at a gorgeous place.
I mean, isn't it incredible? You know, we recently, just about 2 weeks ago, speaking of Italy now, we went out there with this amazing package to a castle property in Tuscany, right, about 25 minutes from Florence, for the fall, October lead-in price. So, you know, it was based on travel in October with other seasons available. $799 round trip from JFK in Boston. I mean, airfare to Italy right now is about, you know, $799 round trip for that season, which is great, actually, which is a lot lower. And like you said, compared to traveling within the States, Europe is an incredible option right now in terms of the value. You know, right. Ireland, you know, is fantastic. I mean, the prices out there for airfare are fantastic. So it is a great time to take advantage of that. I mean,
let me ask you a question. Airfares are all over the place. Now, a guy buys a package for $699, and all of a sudden the airfare drops by another $100 or $200. In this case, you're using a low fare, and it's probably a net rate that you guys have. But, I mean, I've seen last year for next October, some of the prices for Italy were really high, and the airfares were high. Now, what happens if that suddenly changes and the airfare drops, say, by 50%? Do you adjust your rate, or do you guarantee that if they find it cheaper? I mean, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that.
I mean, in terms of our packages, you know, first of all, we do tend to have, at least for the destinations we sell, we're working with incredible airfare at the time of sale.
Right.
We usually tend to be aware enough of the situation to not go out there with something that's going to, you know, a week, 2 weeks later change. Obviously, with airfare, though, I mean, it's a bit of a game of chance in a way.
Right.
You know, it's something that we can't control, and, you know, we try to predict, but obviously we're limited in terms of what we could do in terms of guaranteeing anything. And, I mean, there is no such thing as a guarantee with the airfare in the sense that you purchase it, and it can change the next day. I mean, airlines, I don't know what kind of formulas they use to come up with these numbers, but they're certainly beyond anything my simple mind can grasp. It's pretty wild how they do this. But
the other thing is that, you know, I've been in the airline business all my adult life, and the thing is that, you know, you have different buckets, so you may only have 10 seats at that really low-ball fare, and then it kind of moves up. The advantage you have working with a tour operator is that you're working probably off a preferred rate, and that's what you, and that's how you build your package, and that's good because you're getting the benefit right from the get-go.
Exactly. No, precisely, and that is sort of the benefit in terms of working with us. I mean, you know that we are, you know, as part of our package, we do build the package, obviously based on, you know, great rates from the land, but the preferred rates that we get from the various our various airline partners do play a big role in this. And you know, we tend to be including something that's a great value. Otherwise, these prices just wouldn't be possible.
Right.
So chances are, yes, there is a possibility that if, you know, you waited in a month from now, you might see something phenomenal out there that might make you think twice. But more than likely, what you do get included in our package is going to be the best deal out there, because we do get these preferred rates, and we have some great partners in the airline industry who are excited to work with us and are actually proactive and are starting to understand what we're trying to do in terms of getting people to travel by giving them these deals that are sort of just hard to say no to. It's sort of like, it's basically convincing people that, yeah, you know, this is a time to travel. It's, you know, travel isn't an option. It's a necessity for some people, and we like to look at it that way. And we make it possible for it to be a necessity for something that people, you know, a commodity that can't be overlooked in a way. So well, that's sort of the goal right now for us.
It's also interesting in that, you know, when you build a package and things are changing as often as you are. So now, you know, used to sell this stuff 3 months out. People were booking 6 months in advance, and now I'm looking at a last-minute deal here with your Tuscan Castle vacation for $799. Now, I mean, look at that. That's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, we try to go out there at a time when we think it's going to be comfortable for, you know, people in the market to look at this and say, okay, you know, I have enough time that I don't feel like I'm too rushed and I have to, you know, make this decision. You know, I have to, you know, I have to travel and pick up my bags and go in 2 weeks. But, you know, it's also not, years in advance. It's good in terms of the timing. You know, it gives people a chance to plan a bit, but doesn't put things so far in advance. So timing is an important aspect. You know, we try to put things out there based on what we think the public is looking for, time-wise, in terms of the time frame when they're looking to travel, and you know, that plays an important role. I think we do a good job of that.
And the thing is, it works well for the hotels and it works well for the airlines right now, because if they do have empty rooms, and if they, you know, it's a perishable commodity, once it's gone forever, and so if they do have that and they can give everybody that advantage, and instead of the price doubling as it often does with airfares, and you can sell some last minute stuff and still get a great bargain. I mean, that's terrific.
Yes, and that's also, well, exactly. Yes, you know, and you hit the nail on the head. In the end, everyone wins with this, because you know, what's the point in having empty rooms and empty seats? And, you know, that doesn't help anybody. And ultimately, like I said, the consumer is the one that benefits from it. The public out there who wants to travel gets these great deals. And, you know, it makes sense. It just makes sense. Why have empty properties, even in the off season, even in the winter in Europe? I mean, you know, we've sent tons of people to Ireland and Italy in the fall and even the winter. And there's no reason not to. I mean, it's a great time to take advantage of what's there. I mean, they're not sun holidays down in the Caribbean. You know, you're going to see the sights, to see the cities, experience the culture. And right now, just because of the climate and the way things are within the industry, people can find excellent value traveling in that time of year, and we could bring it to them.
And the euro is down to the dollar, which is another benefit.
Yes, exactly. No, I think everything, all the various conditions are sort of cooperating to make it a really good time to travel in a way. Obviously, you know, given the atmosphere out there and all the doom and gloom, people might not be thinking about it. But if they could scrounge up some money, there are these excellent values out there. And I don't just say bargains, I say values, because we try to make these packages not just cheap, but also full of value, full of great products, great properties, and just really good experiences overall. And I mean, that's essential. I mean, you know, in the end, people only have so much vacation time. And yeah, you know, $799 is not that much money, but it's still quite a bit of money, and it's your vacation time, and you don't want it to be wasted on something that's not, you know, up to snuff, that's not up to par. So, you know, we try to put that combination of value and, you know, and budget pricing out there. I think it's working great. I mean, you know, it's incredible. I just, the Ritz, obviously, like I said, speaks for itself, but some of these properties in Italy that we're working with right now are just phenomenal places to visit. And I'm like, from my perspective, going over there and seeing them and experiencing them, I'm like, you know, why are you guys keeping this secret? You know, why aren't you filling this up with Americans who would love to be here and see these wonderful places?
Good for you. Now, you also have escorted motor coach tours.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
The escorted tours?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. The flip side, I guess, of everything we've been discussing is that the escorted business is, you know, is maybe not the first thing on everyone's mind right now, but it's still essential. It's still something that's really important for what we do and what we offer. And, you know, if anyone ever looks through our brochures or goes through our sites, they'll see a pretty extensive selection of escorted product to Great Britain, Ireland, and Italy, and I think it's always going to be a great option for the first-time traveler. You know, we're trying to incentivize people to use those as well, to still use that product, not overlook it, even though it is a bit more expensive than these $7.99 deals. But in the end, the value is always there. You know, it's certainly not something that's overlooked. Like I said, I think they're great opportunities, particularly for the first-time traveler, to experience something, you know, to get acquainted and then maybe go back and do something different the next time.
And then, of course, you can do the combination tours where you have Britain and Ireland, and I don't know if you have Ireland and Italy.
There are a lot of escorted tours that do focus on Britain and Ireland, and obviously that's a you know, perfect match given the geographical proximity and the similarity in terms of the destination. Nothing Italy and Ireland, although it's a pretty cool idea. I'd sort of like to be the first one that maybe me and my colleagues here can come up with the first Italy-Ireland escorted tour combined. We actually recently, just on another note, though, we did recently put out our first a brand new escorted product that we actually built from scratch. And you know, this once again sort of contradicts what I was saying. It's out there in the market, it's for 4 nights, and we're selling it at $699 out of JFK in Boston, and you know, and that includes the airfare, the 4 nights accommodations, it's the Irish Escape Tour, and it's just it's actually a phenomenal thing. It sort of flips the whole escorted paradigm on its head in making, you know, the escorted thing not, you know, the typical 17-day escorted tour that costs, you know, $3,000, $4,000 a person, but making it something affordable and quick. So it's still that concept of the introductory tour, of the introduction, but at a, you know, at a very economic rate, at a great rate, with a great value. And then basically takes it takes people from to Killarney, to Limerick, and to Dublin over the course of four nights, and gives people a really good idea of what Ireland's about in terms of, you know, those classic, you know, destinations that everyone loves to go. Killarney, obviously, in particular, down in the southwest, right, is, you know, really important. People
and
love to
course,
see that.
And, of course, the countryside is great. Now, you also offer golf tours.
We do.
And that looks kind of interesting. I thought the one that came up here was Lost Balls and Links.
Yeah, I mean, golf, obviously, you know, once again, particularly with Britain and Ireland, Scotland in particular, and Ireland, golf is, you know, an essential part of any program. And, you know, we try to keep it out there. Once again, you know, golf isn't, you know, it's sending people to golf courses. It could be something that costs a bit of money, but golfers know what they're getting when they go over there. They know the value of going to these courses, these amazing natural links courses over in Ireland, and they know that it's well worth the experience. We actually recently put together another package called the St. Andrews Experience.
Yeah,
St. Andrews is, you know, the birthplace of golf in Scotland. It's a fantastic little university town. It's an amazing place, and this package includes four nights at the Fairmont Hotel at St. Andrews, and it includes a round of golf, including the old course, which is actually really the birthplace of golf. The old course, you know, is an amazing opportunity for any golfer in terms of the tradition involved. And it's a pretty interesting opportunity as well, because the old course actually belongs to St. Andrews. It's a public golf course, so it's actually very hard to get tee times. And the course itself actually is sort of visible from the city, so it's sort of it's sort of mixed into the whole city there. It's sort of in the midst of it, and people can walk by and see you golfing on the old course, students and locals and everything. It's pretty neat in the way golf is actually sort of part of the culture there, and not isolated and sometimes looked upon as exclusive the way it is here. And this sort of lets the golfer experience that and see what golf's about in Scotland, which
exactly.
Is part of the, you know, everyday life in a way.
Great, Vito. Give our listeners a toll-free number and your website, if you will.
Sure. The website is www.sceptertours. I'll spell that out just because it's a little bit of an unusual word. Scepter is SCEPTRE Tours TOURS.com. So www.sceptertours.com, and the phone number is 1-800-221-0924.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, severe arthritis, joint pain, or fibromyalgia? Living every day in pain can make you depressed, fatigued, and moody. You can even be losing sleep. Well, I can help you stop the pain today with a free sample of Pain Free. Pain Free is a revolutionary new safe and effective cream that uses the natural power of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Simply rub Pain Free on the skin and your body will naturally melt away the pain fast. Get your free supply of Pain Free now and see if Pain Free is right for you. Only pay shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
Pain-Free is trusted by professional athletes for quick pain relief. So free yourself from depression, fatigue, and chronic pain for only the cost of shipping and handling.
Just call Pain-Free toll-free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
Where do you get the best deals in Sarasota? WeeklyAdToday.com. That's where. What is WeeklyAdToday.com? It's just the coolest site on the web is what it is. If you're looking for a tinker, a tailor, or a candlestick maker, what is a tinker? Go to weeklyadtoday.com. Local businesses have posted ads with coupons or special events on weeklyadtoday.com. Just go to the website. You can start saving money immediately. Weeklyadtoday.com. That's weeklyadtoday.com.
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, broadcasting from WTMY 1280 in beautiful, sunny Sarasota. My next guest is Darlene Lyman, and she's Director of Sales and Marketing for Intercontinental in Tampa. And they actually have two properties. They have the Shores, and they also have the Intercontinental. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Thanks, Roy. Glad to be here.
It's very nice to have you here. A couple of things. One, we have a little time, and I'm just wondering if it's okay with you. What I'd like to do is chat about the Shores, and then maybe chat about the Intercontinental, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. And then we can tell them about this special package that you have. Does that work for you?
It works for me.
Okay. Let's start out with. Why don't we start out with the Shores?
Okay. The Shores Resort and Spa is, as you said, located in Daytona. It is Daytona's only four-diamond resort. They're located right on the beach with 212 guest rooms, which have offer captivating views of the Atlantic Ocean. I personally have been there a number of times, and it's always my quick getaway, actually, from Tampa, where I'm based. The hotel also features a 2,500-square-foot spa with six treatment rooms, and they have 20,000 square feet of indoor meeting space. They also have a lovely square footage outside for outside events as well.
You even mentioned, I was reading some of the press releases, and they even offer goose down pillows. How about that?
They do. Their beds are incredibly comfortable. The views, as I said, are just terrific. Each room has a four-poster feather bed with 300-count linens, 42-inch flat-screen plasma TVs, DVD and CD players. They all have mini bars and Italian marble showers.
Oh, very nice. What about dining? You have a signature resort called Azure. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes. The Azure restaurant is an indoor-outdoor seating. Again, lovely views of the ocean. They have a brand-new menu, actually, that they're just rolling out at Azure for a more family-friendly, affordable. So, again, you know, with the way that the industry is changing and the travel trends are changing as we get into summer, really geared more towards families and leisure activities on weekends.
So are you thinking people will be, the discretionary spending is going more towards the average continental type thing rather than the high end, or...
I totally agree with that statement, absolutely. I think that, you know, as in Florida these days, most of our travel going into the summer is coming from within the state and our own backyard, and I think families are looking for more affordable options and a closer distance instead of getting on planes and traveling far distances. So they're really watching their funds these days, and I think that at the Shores and the Intercontinental both, we're really trying to focus on the average American family and making luxury affordable for them.
And I think that's a clever move. In this day and age, we really have to be a little bit more clever in the way we market and the way we present our packages and offerings, because everybody's going to cut somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? Are they going to cut on breakfast and drive, you know, over to McDonald's, or, you know, are they going to stay in the hotel? If it's affordable, they'll stay in the hotel.
Absolutely agree.
I mean, I think we've all been through that. We find that sometimes we go to hotels and find out you can spend as much on breakfast as you can on a dinner elsewhere, and we wonder why that is, and why that is because we've never questioned it before, and we've never ever probably needed to worry about it before.
Mm-hmm.
So now people are saying, well, listen, I want to take a vacation, but, I, you know, if I can save a buck or two somewhere, I don't want to give up on my vacation, but, yeah, maybe like you say, it's the vacation in your own backyard, and maybe they can save a couple of bucks. So I think that's a good adjustment. And I'll just give you a quick comparison. I was just down in the Cayman Islands, and I was talking. I was having a drink at a bar there, and one of the people that I was talking to owned a retail shop near where all the cruise ships come in. And while I was there, there were four cruise ships in there. And although the woman said, we're getting lots of cruise visitors and clients, but they're not buying anything. So, you know, and I said, well, you know, maybe that $20 T-shirt that says Cayman Islands that you can get three for $10 at Walmart, you need to sell for 10 or 15. You know, so you got to give and take. The business is there. I think everybody just needs to rethink it a little, and it seems that that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. I totally agree with what you're saying. Totally agree. I think, too, at the Shores, in addition to the Azure restaurant, there is also a tiki bar outside on the beach that, again, for drinks, there's a television there for snacks. And during the evening by the beach, we have fire pits located at the Shores Resort and Spa. And the fire pits, we have some packages that come with a you know, with marshmallows, and it's really a lot of fun for families that they can just do marshmallows over the fire pit during right. the evening.
Now, the flip side of that, of course, and not everybody wants to, is worried about saving that extra, mm-hmm. you know, couple of dollars. And I see that you have private dining experience that can be arranged in oceanfront cabanas. How great is that?
Outstanding.
I'd jump on that in a heartbeat. And it comes complete with, a personal butler service mm-hmm. and multi-course entree. So, man, that's great.
A little something for everyone.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody, life is about options.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, you also have a spa.
Yes, we do. The Shores has the Indulge Spa. Again, it's 2,500 square feet. The spa includes 6 treatment rooms with clawfoot tubs. And I personally was at the Shores a week ago, or actually last month, excuse me, and enjoyed a wonderful massage.
Wow, how nice.
So I have personal experience with the Shores and with the spa itself.
Ah, how nice. Well, you know, there are some advantages of working in this business.
A lot of advantages. I love it. It's the only thing I've ever done in my career, Roy, so I absolutely love it.
Yeah, same here with me other than broadcasting. And, of course, there are a lot of attractions around there. They're very close to a lot of very well-known places.
Absolutely, they are. The Daytona 500 Experience, the Museum of Arts and Sciences. Of course, the Speedway, Marine Science Center, and the Symphony is located very close to the Shores.
And the Museum of Arts and Sciences.
That's right.
Yeah, right. You have a lot of meeting space, it seems, that's broken down into smaller units. Do you find that you get a fair amount of convention and meetings?
Absolutely, they do. And again, you know, people don't think of Daytona so much as a business destination, but
you know, came to mind, yeah.
great access in and out of Daytona and Orlando Airport.
Right.
And I think that a majority of the business is looking again for something a luxury experience, more affordable, something that's very self-contained, right there at the hotel. They don't have to. They have the restaurant, they have the spa, they have the beach. You know, everything is right there, and the space is very flexible. So again, their groups can range in any size from 10 to 200 people.
And what's also interesting is some of the room amenities. You have docking for iPods, which mm-hmm. I thought was kind of interesting.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's going high-tech now, so all of those things are very important. Let's give our listeners the website and the toll-free number, if you will, for The Shores.
Sure. The Shores is, of course, www.shoresresort.com. And their toll-free number is 866-934-7467.
All right. Now, let's move along to the Intercontinental where you are. Is that right in Tampa?
That is correct.
All right. It's right in the middle of the city. It's one of the newest luxury hotels, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Actually, our property, the Intercontinental Tampa, underwent a $21 million transformation in 2007. We opened August 31st of 2007, so we're less than 2 years old. The hotel features 323 guest rooms with 17,000 square feet of meeting space. We're also home to the renowned Shula's Steakhouse. A lot of people, of course, listening to your show, I'm sure, are familiar with Shula's.
Yeah, sure are.
The undefeated, the only undefeated team still in the NFL.
There you go.
And, again, we are located just 3 miles from Tampa International Airport and just 5 miles from downtown Tampa.
What about meeting space here?
Yep, meeting space, again, 17,000 square feet. Our ballroom is 5,000. Again, like right. the Shores, we have very flexible meeting space. About 40% of our business comes from group, and again, all kinds of, you know, a lot of from throughout the state, northeast region. We have ergonomic seating in all of our meeting space, and we actually have the only amphitheater located here in Tampa that sits up to 40 people.
Explain that a little bit more. That confused me. Only meeting specific amphitheater with seating for 40. And most meeting spaces feature Herman Miller ergonomic seating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about that.
A lot of times, you know, you sit through meetings and you get these hard chairs in meeting rooms. I'm sure you've been to a few yourself.
We've
you know,
been to a few trade shows.
Absolutely. Well, these are ergonomically correct Herman Miller chairs. And they're good for your back. You know, you're sitting through the meeting, they rock, you can adjust them to your satisfaction. So the majority of our meeting space includes ergonomic Herman Miller seating.
Well, it sounds kind of, you have to try one of those ergonomic seats.
Oh, you need one for your desk there.
Well, you're right. but if I went over there, you'd only have 39.
No, well, we have them in all our meeting space, not just in the amphitheater. We have it in every meeting room on our second floor.
All right, well,
you can only use one at a time.
Oh, okay, there you go. Now, you did touch on the dining. Shuler's, is it right inside the property? Is it next door to the property?
Nope, it's right inside the hotel. It's located on the lobby level.
Right.
They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a breakfast buffet each morning.
Right.
And we also have private dining rooms that can seat up to, actually, well, we could do it in the ballroom, but we have private dining spaces for small groups of 10 up to 500 people.
Okay, but what about breakfast in that? Do they do it in Shuler's, or do they have another dining room?
Nope, it's all in Shuler's.
Well, that's right. It's served right in Shuler's. Yeah, good for him. That's all right.
So, you know, any sports fans, of course, the restaurant is decorated with all photos from the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Right.
So any sports fans or any old Dolphin fans can come in and see. On the back of the chairs, they actually have the names of some of the players that played on the 72 team. And actually, the Intercontinental Tampa just hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Super Bowl here in Tampa.
How about that?
How about that?
How about the coffee connoisseurs?
Oh, gotta love Ely Coffee, I'll tell you. We have a terrific little cafe located right in our lobby that serves Ely brand coffee. It's an Italian coffee, and it is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm a tea drinker. I don't know where I picked that up, but the coffee always smells so good. I don't know how come I never got into coffee. And they have all these fancy things for coffee, and maybe I need to give it a try.
Well, in addition to coffee, you can always stop by there for, you know, a quick breakfast on the go on the way to the airport, or we serve salads and lunches during the afternoon. And again, if you're in a hurry to get to the airport and don't want to eat that food, we'll pack it to go for you.
That's my kind of place. That's my kind of place. Also, there are a lot of attractions located around the property. One, of course, is Raymond James Stadium, of course.
Absolutely. Raymond James is very close to our hotel. One of the reasons, again, that we were selected to host the Steelers during Super Bowl. But directly across the street from us is the West Shore Plaza Mall, so you don't even have to get in a car. And they have a number, over 200 stores at the mall. Of course, a food court. There's a number of dining options. There's the AMC 20 movie theater. So, again, just directly across the street from us. Just 3 miles away is the International Plaza Mall. So, definitely for shopping enthusiasts, there's something for everyone. We're also located, again, 5 miles from downtown, where you can find the St. Pete Times Forum, which is the home of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Florida Aquarium, and we're just 15 miles from Busch Gardens and just a 30-minute drive to the Gulf Coast beaches.
Well, that's good. One thing that I found kind of interesting is that your group is part of the Intercontinental Hotels Group.
Correct.
And that it's one of the world's largest hotel groups by numbers of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you might just mention some of the other hotel chains that are involved in this particular group, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, our hotel, the Intercontinental Tampa, is actually a franchise hotel. Intercontinental is, as you said, one of the largest and one of the first international hotel brands in the country. There are 150 hotels in over 65 countries. There's 19 Intercontinental hotels in the United States. Our hotel, the Intercontinental Tampa, and the Shores Resort and Spa are actually owned and managed by Destination Hotels and Resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Destination Hotels and Resorts is a collection of really extraordinary hotels who provide very exclusive amenities. There's 27 properties located throughout the United States. And again, it's all about the amenities and the journey provided by each of these. They're very special, unique properties situated throughout the United States.
And you're part of the Priority Club Rewards Program, right?
Absolutely, we are.
33 million members.
33 million, the largest in the world.
That's a lot of members.
That's a lot of members.
Let's have a toll-free number and a website, if you will.
Sure. Intercontinental Tampa can be reached at www.intercontampa, that's intercontampa.com. And our toll-free number is 866-402-0758.
Now let's talk about a very special package that you've put together for the military.
Yes.
You have, it's interesting, you say two Florida hotels enlist. Well, it sounds like you're joining up there. Do you get a uniform with this program, or are you just taking care of the ones in the uniforms?
Do you get a uniform? Perhaps. I mean, we might tie that into it. Great suggestion.
You know, enlist in a new travel package.
Yeah.
You just sign up, you get a couple of stripes on your sleeve, and... Anyway, you call it the Made for the Military program, I believe.
Made for the Military package, that's correct. And the Shores and the Intercontinental Tampa with Mother's Day, you know, a lot of holidays right around the corner. We have Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day. And, of course, Florida being such a large military, you know, we have a lot of military posts. Of course, here in Tampa, we have MacDill Air Force Base. And we were thinking about how we could jointly show our appreciation and acknowledge all of the military, not only just in Tampa and Daytona, but throughout the state and the country. We've created a made-for-the-military package, and it includes something a little different from each property, but the rates start at just $159. At the Shores, our guests will receive a one-night stay and a deluxe guest room, a complimentary dinner at Azure Restaurant, 20% off one spa treatment. And in Tampa, they will again receive a overnight accommodations, a $50 food and beverage credit to be used either towards breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And both hotels will create a care package that we will personally send to an APO address of the guest's choice.
Very good. A one-night stay, that kind of threw me a little.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to stay an additional night, I'm assuming they can do that at the rack rate?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be more than happy to extend the rate for, again, based on availability.
Uh-huh.
At the time the reservations are made. We'd love to have them stay for a week.
I'll bet you would. I can identify with that.
Yes.
So now you send this care package.
Mm-hmm.
And you make up the care package, put the items in the package
mm-hmm.
itself.
They're actually going to be homemade cookies. Each of the chefs at both hotels will be making homemade cookies, and it'll be a personal note will be included in that from the guest.
Okay. Careful talking about homemade cookies. It's lunchtime.
Yeah, I know. A little taste of home.
Yeah, that's really nice. I mean, what could be better than homemade cookies?
My favorite are chocolate chip. I don't know about you, Roy.
I go for that. Chocolate chip are definitely one of my favorites. So you have these little packages. Now, how do they actually get there? It sounds a little complex, but it's not, I guess. Huh?
Actually not. They'll be able to book this directly on either of the websites that I've just given you,
yeah.
Or just to call either of the hotels directly and ask for the Made for the Military package.
Okay, and this is sent via just a USPS to an APO address.
Exactly.
Okay, it's been a long time since I've been at that end of it. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about this, the package, or any of the other properties that I may have missed or we may have missed?
No, I think we covered an awful lot. And I would just like to say thank you again for allowing us some time on the show today. We're very excited about, we have a number of other packages available on our website. So if Made in the Military doesn't apply to any of the listeners, we have a number of different options on both websites. Feel free to check them out, and we'd love to entertain you.
And you may not get a package, but, you know, if you find Darlene, you might get a chocolate chip cookie.
Call me personally, and I'll make sure you do.
we need to get out there and see you, Darlene. Thank you very much for joining the show. My guest has been Darlene Lamone, and she's Director of Sales and Marketing for Intercontinental Tampa. Tampa. Bye for now, Darlene.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vito. My guest has been Vito Pellucci, SEPTA Tours, and he's the destination manager, and there's some great information. Thank you very much, Vito, for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now. 800-410-3147.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0569. 1-800-410-0569. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0569.
You're listening to Talking Travel. This is Roy Lowy, and we're broadcasting from beautiful, sunny downtown Sarasota. And my next guest,
Lisa Codian Fowler, and she's going to chat with us about 40 Shades of Green, and green to me is Ireland. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Roy.
Now, 40 Shades of Green, how did you come up with that?
I came up with that, actually I didn't, but Johnny Cash did, when flying over Southwest Ireland. He was so taken by the green mountains. They look like patchwork quilts. And he wrote a song called 40 Shades of Green. The mountains are delineated with shrubbery so that you know who owns which piece of land. And from a distance, really does look like a quilt of green.
Yeah, well, Ireland and of course, the four-leaf clovers. That's why we wear them on St. Paddy's Day, which is not too far off, is it? March 17th.
Right.
What areas did you go to on this particular trip?
Well, we went to counties Cork and Kerry in southwest Ireland. It was just beautiful and totally unexpected. My husband Patrick and I, Patrick a good man himself.
And a good Irishman.
we both expected it to be cold and rocky. That was what we imagined, but we knew nothing about this part of the country.
In August, I'm surprised because August can get a little chilly, can it?
Well, it happened to be beautiful. It was mostly sunny in the 60s, sometimes even in the low 70s.
Great, great.
Now, part of the reason for that is that the Gulf Stream, which starts here in southwest Florida, ends in southwest Ireland. So it brings temperate breezes and warm waters that cause the flora and fauna to just flourish. There are hibiscus trees, there are plants and bushes, there are palm trees everywhere. Beautiful tropical foliage in contrast with those gorgeous, majestic mountains.
Now, did you drive around?
We drove, and
that's an experience unto itself. I've been there.
It's frightening, but it's also exhilarating. If you know, it's just that you drive on the left side, right? Left side of the road, and the steering wheel is on the right side of the car. And the mountain roads are so narrow and winding, and you look down out of the car window, and you, I don't know how many hundreds of feet you're looking down. And there are signs on the road that simply state, think.
State what?
Think.
Oh, okay.
think, concentrate, because there are so many near misses. It's very, very scary. But again, it's fun, and the scenery is amazing.
And it said, think Leprechaun Crossing, right?
Well, that was another sign. Leprechaun Crossing, okay. You come across, and also Keep Ireland Tidy. They have the towns in this part of the country vie for gold, silver, and bronze awards for the tidiest town. So all of the towns look like they were created for tourists, but they're really not. They're just naturally beautiful and picturesque.
Yeah, Ireland is lovely. In fact, you know, I drove one time. We looked at a map, and we wanted to get from point A to point B, and we saw it was 90 miles. And we thought, well, we can do that in an hour and a half. And, of course, when you get on those narrow roads, and this was a while back, and the roads probably weren't as good as they were when you were there. And then we were running low on gas because we hadn't estimated the amount of time we'd be driving. And I pulled into a petrol station, and I handed the fellow my credit card, and he looked at it, and he says, "Oh, be Jesus, look at the colors, will you? How lovely, how lovely. But what would you have me be doing with it?" At this point, he didn't even take credit cards. So, we had to kind of dig down and come up with enough money to get us to a point that did. So I can understand the driving part. So now, where were you driving from and to?
Well, we started out in, we flew into Shannon Airport, and then we drove about, I guess it was about 3 hours south to
Cork.
Yeah. And while we were there, we stayed at Casey's Hotel, a wonderful place. It actually feels like you're at Grandma's house.
Now, Casey's is a bed and breakfast?
It's a hotel. It has a full restaurant and serves three meals a day.
Oh, how nice.
They have a pub, which we spent many, many hours at in the wee hours of the morning.
Ah.
People just gather there and sing and tell jokes. We did that, till 4 a.m. almost every night. I don't even know how we survived the trip.
Well, there's an old saying in Ireland, when you go into some of these pubs, you either tell a story, do a dance, or sing a song. And usually somebody can come up with one of out of three anyway.
We had all of that going on. And what was amazing to me, before we left, my husband said, you know, I don't really want to spend all of our time in pubs. But as it turns out, the pub in Ireland is the center of family life, political and community life. You know, it's a forum for great discussions and for people to get together. And children, there are more children in Ireland to begin than adults in Ireland, because the Irish families are so large, and they're everywhere, and they're in the pubs, and the jokes are fun, and they're family-oriented. It's a beautiful culture. People are warm and friendly.
Now, when you flew into Shannon, and then you were driving to Cork, did you make some stops along the way, or can you kind of walk us along the winding road?
Yeah, we met up with our friends Tom and Vicky McPhail. And they live in Jupiter, but we only seem to see them in Ireland for some reason. And they took us to Killarney National Park, which was just beautiful. And we saw our first castle, a 15th century castle, Ross Castle, the Muck Ross House, which the only way I can describe it really is it's sort of a combination of Selby Gardens and the Cotazan at the Ringling Museum here in Sarasota.
Oh, lovely.
Only grander and hundreds of years older.
Now, how long did you stay in Shannon? I'm backing up here, but were you there overnight? Did you get to go over to Bunratty Castle?
We did on our last day. Once we arrived at Shannon, we got in our car and headed south to meet with our friends and get on to our destination. But the night before we were to fly out,
I think then you stayed at the Drumminland Castle.
Yes.
Right, okay. Bunratty Castle is actually in Shannon, and the only reason I mention it is they have some beautiful music and great entertainment. But Drumminland, they actually have three castles, and they're absolutely wonderful resorts. And I'm so glad you got to stay there, at least the last night.
Would you pronounce that Bunratty Castle? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Bunratty Castle is in Shannon.
We did see that.
You did? Okay, so you saw the show there.
We didn't see the show, but we did visit.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, good, good. So, you got to Cork. Did you get to kiss the Blarney Stone?
We did not, but we'll probably do that this next trip.
Well, I mean, that's the only way they make their money. They hang everybody by their ankles and all their
all their money falls out of their pockets, and I guess it goes down into the bottom, and somebody goes down there and sweeps it all up at the end of the day. But you did have a little a taste of some Irish whiskey while you were there.
Oh, Irish coffee is served everywhere, even on holy grounds. It's amazing. A license is not required. A liquor license is not required to serve Irish coffee. So it's served everywhere. The food there is amazing. They've had a culinary awakening in recent years. So besides traditional Irish food, there are many venues for gourmet meals, haute cuisine like you wouldn't believe, from duckling to salmon. But since the chefs guard their Irish heritage, you can still find that traditional beef and Guinness pie.
Oh, I love they used to be able to get beef and kidney pie, or they used to call it steak and kidney pie. Now, you can get it over there, but I try to get it into some of the places here, and that it's, you know, it's absolutely, absolutely impossible. Here they call it just steak pie or something like that, but or steak and mushroom pie.
Well, you need to go to Ireland.
I know. I'm ready. Let's get our bags packed, Lisa, and head on out. Now, just before we run out of time here, let me know, what was the highlight of this whole trip, would you say?
The highlight was actually a life highlight, not just a highlight of this trip.
A lifetime experience, in other words.
Yes. Huh? Driving the Ring of Barra, which is a road that loops around the Barra Peninsula, the views are stunning. They change from that tropical vista that I described to you to, you do find some rocky mountains,
yep,
the bays, the waterways, the wildlife. It's just incredible. We ended up pausing at Jersey Island and watched fishing boats sail by and waves crashing against the rocks. It was truly something that I'll never forget.
Well, you know, the Jersey Islands belong to the UK now, but at one point they were part of Ireland, which is kind of interesting. But they're a beautiful set of islands. I'd like to... I'm sorry, you didn't say Jersey, you said Jersey Island. Okay, I got it. Where did you go from there? You just came straight on back, or
we came back to Casey's and watched some football.
Right.
The pub was packed with children. It was great. We'd had that beef and Guinness pie. Then we headed off, like I said, back toward Shannon Airport. Stayed at the castle. One thing that was really ironic is after we went into the pub at the castle. Beautiful place. Similar to the bar at the Sarasota Ritz-Carlton with leather couches. And there were only three other couples in there. It turns out one was from Clearwater, one was from Bradenton, and one was from Sarasota.
Well, you can't get away from it. You could travel all the way to Ireland and everybody else is from your neighborhood.
Well, we all discovered and enjoyed that pot of gold at the end of the Gulf Stream.
Now, is there anybody that you'd like to give any particular credit to from this trip? Of course, you mentioned the... you mentioned the castles, and you also mentioned the bed and breakfast place.
Casey's Hotel.
Casey's.
I so recommend that. It's not just a place to stay. It's like being, you become part of the family. Donald, D-O-N-E-L,
uh-huh.
Donald Deasy owns it. His great-grandmother started it in the 1800s, and it's been in the family ever since.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you for sharing that with us and our listeners.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. Our guest has been Lisa Fowler. She's a travel journalist, and I think you're going to be hearing a lot more from Lisa.
And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guide.